life can be a bit demanding, so finding the time and energy and resources to take care of ourselves can really feel impossible at times. And when life gets tricky like this, we could all use a little extra help. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the fifth and final key to creating self-care independence: support. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I'm Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist and self-care coach, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence, because we find our freedom when we're living well. Hello, my friend. Thanks for showing up today. I hope you're doing well, and if not, I hope you find this episode helpful. So, support. It's kind of tricky, right? I feel like a lot of us, deep down in the depths of our honesty, we really desire more support in our lives. But we're either too proud or embarrassed or have some other excuse that keeps us from seeking it out. Or, to be fair, sometimes we're not aware that we need a little extra bolstering. We have a tendency to live on autopilot and just soldier through the things we need to do. We run ourselves a bit ragged, taking on all of the responsibilities and reverting to old busted up self-care routines that no longer serve us. Or worse, we may not practice much self-care at all. We may not even consider self-care. That is why I created CMC. I wanted to create a safe space for people to explore topics like self-care and self-love, acceptance, assurance, and empowerment. I wanted to provide an online community where people could show up as their authentic self and know that the person on the other side of the screen that's sharing all of this information really does truly care about their well-being. I wanted to offer guidance and inspiration in the form of education that was digestible and provide tools and tutorials that were practical, and relatable. And most importantly, I wanted to make sure that all of this was affordable and enjoyable as possible. Because that's how we thrive, right? We thrive when we have access to the tools, knowledge, and resources that empower us. And knowing that there's someone out there who truly does care about our well-being, that's really what makes a difference. Personally, there have been times, lots of times, in my life where I was a bit adrift, if you will. And there were folks who were safe harbors for me. I guess I want to pay that forward now, because there's too much magic to not share that I've gathered in my years in the wellness profession. And as a human who's healed from trauma and transformed their life from a place of self-destruction to one of great self-respect. Anyway, enough of this kumbaya stuff. Let's get down to business. Support. What's it look like and how do we get it? Let's start with what it looks like. So support comes in all shapes and sizes, but I think the more obvious form that comes to mind is social support. Friends, families, groups, professionals. There's lots of people in the world who can offer different types of support, be it a pair of listening ears, some encouraging words, or actual professional guidance. But there are also other ways to support yourself in this wild world of wellness, and they are instrumental and informational support. So the word support means to bear or hold up or serve as a foundation. So really, support is the stuff that sets you up for success and helps carry you along the way. When it comes to wellness, all too often, many of us kind of go about it by the seat of our pants. We don't really take the time to create a solid foundation for ourselves or have a plan that will sustain us long term. This is when I like to use building a house as an analogy. Now, assuming we're not all carpenters, if we were to build a house, what we're not going to do is gather scraps of wood from the side of the road and start building on the first vacant plot we find. I mean, we could, I suppose, but it would probably not be very safe or secure or lasting. Anyway, there are lots of things, lots and lots of things to consider before building a house. First off, do we even know how to build a house? What tools do we need? What materials should we use? Does our plot of land provide solid ground and access to water? Are we realistic about the time it takes to build a sound home? I like using a house as an analogy because, let's be honest, our bodies are our homes. The plumbing, the framework, the electrical system, that's our physical body and the brain. The furniture, paint color, and all that fancy art on the walls, that reflects our personality. But that plot of land and the foundation, they're the complex combinations of our ethics, mindset, and soul. You are going to spend your entire life living inside of your body. I'm going to say that again. You are going to spend your entire life living inside of your body. What kind of home do you want it to be? Whew. All right, here's a little truth for you. You can have a sweet ass house with really great plumbing, solid framework, top of the line electrical system, and gorgeous decor. But if that house is built on a swamp, that shit's gonna sink. You, my friend, deserve a solid foundation. And just like a house, the foundation is the first thing you start building. All that other stuff goes up a lot easier once you've laid the groundwork. So, how do we build a solid foundation? So glad you asked. We start by creating, you guessed it, self-care independence. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, that is why I created CMC and the five keys for creating self-care independence. When we're trying to navigate our wellness, the first thing we should do is practice cultivating a growth mindset, which is the first key, by the way. Getting to a place where you believe in your abilities and worthiness is crucial. Let me say that again. Getting to a place where you believe in your abilities and worthiness is crucial. You're going to do this by having a growth mindset. The second key is awareness. Self-awareness and body consciousness are so important when we're trying to make sense of our self-care. Learning why we do what we do and how it's affecting our mind, body, and mother-loving soul is beyond helpful. The third key is direction. When we learn how to lead with our heart and find our purpose in life, life just ends up easier and we feel more at home within ourselves. We end up wanting to make healthier decisions and healthier choices. And healthier choices lead to balanced living. And that, my friend, is the goal. Taking action, of course, is the fourth key. And it's the thing that makes the mojo happen. Learning how to light your fire and maintain momentum is what turns all of this cerebral shit into reality. And let's be honest, we are not here to just think about our wellness. We're here to get well. Let me say that again. We're not here to just think about our wellness. We're here to get well and become whole and find peace within ourselves. That is self-care. And that brings us finally to today's fifth and final key, support. Practicing the first four keys will help you build a solid foundation and support you while you're creating a home within your mind and body. I cannot stress this enough. Creating a foundation where your head and your heart are invested in your well-being is the answer to creating lasting and, dare I say it, enjoyable self-care practices. So, support isn't just social and having other humans rally around you, though that is an incredible, incredible, priceless feeling. But it's also instrumental, meaning you have the appropriate tools and resources. And it's informational, meaning you have the knowledge and understanding. With all three of these types of support, you can build a very strong foundation. So that's what support looks like. Now, where do we get it? Well, self-care encompasses self-awareness and love, acceptance, assurance, forgiveness, and empowerment. Self-care also includes things like patience, determination, and accountability. It takes into consideration the person as a whole being. That is your mind, your body, and your spirit. You know, that stuff, that essence that makes you who you are. So when we're traversing the world trying to figure out what kind of TLC it is that we need, it can get a little overwhelming. There are loads and loads of resources out there for you in the form of books, podcasts, blogs, online groups, every type of specialist under the sun, and even certain social media influencers can be very helpful. But where do you start? Personally, I think it goes back to that first key, mindset. Absorbing information about what mindset is a very helpful place to start. The next step is to practice creating a growth mindset. Until you believe in your abilities and worth and have patience with yourself and the process, jumping into the rest of it is going to be like swimming upstream. It's going to be a little harder than it really needs to be. So working on your mindset is the place to start. Personally, I am in love with Carol Dweck. She's a psychologist who has brilliant things to say about mindset, and I've actually posted a TED Talk featuring her on my freebies page on my website. After that, the next logical step is cultivating self-awareness. One of my favorite books on this topic is Emotional Intelligence 2.0 by Travis Bradbury and Jean Greaves. It gives insight into why we do the things we do, and it's a simple and enjoyable read that even the Dalai Lama himself had good things to say about. Just saying, it's a good book. After you've gotten into your growth mindset groove and have practiced a bit of self-awareness, then you are ready to start finding direction and purpose and authenticity in your life. And this is when I'd like to introduce you to one of my all-time favorite humans. I'm almost certain you've heard of her. Ms. Brené Brown. Give it up for Brené Brown. She wrote a brilliant book called The Gifts of Imperfection. Let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. Everything Brené writes is gold and totally worth consuming. I'm just going to say that. The next stop after direction is action. Humor and inspiration are in abundance when you read anything by Jen Sincero. She is just hilarious and amazing. And if you are looking to take action in your life, hello, fourth key, then you may want to invest in the book You Are a Badass Every Day, How to Keep Your Motivation Strong, Your Vibe High, and Your Quest for Transformation Unstoppable. She's the shit, and I totally love her. And that leaves us with this theme today of support. And as far as support goes, I'd like to offer you CMC as your hub. Because Honestly, it is my mission to provide you with affordable and accessible and OMG, practical self-care resources that will empower you for a lifetime. But seriously, seriously, I mean that. I'm taking all of the self-care stuff and breaking it down into bite-sized and hopefully delicious little pieces, and I want to baby step with you along your way to wellness. I want us to have fun and be curious and creative together. And I want to hold your proverbial hand and look into your eyes and tell you, you've got this. I am with you. Because honestly, you do. And I am. That's what I'm all about. So where can you access more of the CMC, which is Crystal McLean Creative, by the way? Where can you access all this CMC stuff? Well, I am most visible on Instagram, but I also dabble in the dark arts of Facebook. I do have an account there, but my heart does belong to Instagram. I also have a weekly newsletter where I share regular self-care nuggets, and those folks who sign up will also receive a free basic version of my Mindset Makeover Kit. I sell a deluxe version online for $5. But the place where it gets super real and the perks get meaty is over at Patreon. So I'm going to get a little sales pitchy here for a minute, but bear with me. So Patreon members receive all three forms of support. They get social, instrumental, and informational. It's a place to feel safe and encouraged while you build your foundation. And members receive weekly journal prompts, mindfulness exercises, full-length self-care tutorials, regular personal check-ins, direct blog and podcast updates with member-only content, and they get all of my digital guides, ebooks, and courses for free forever. Whatever I end up creating, my Patreon members just receive it at no additional cost. And to give you a taste of what I'm talking about, between the dates of April 9th and April 16th of 2021, I'm offering my guide, it's called Making Sense of Self-Care, for free. There's an automatic discount that will happen at the checkout. And so if you get the Making Sense of Self-Care guide from my website between, again, April 9th and 16th of 2021, you will get that at no charge, because I believe in all of these things, and I want you to have access to these materials for nothing. All right. You'll also, getting back to Patreon here, you'll also be a part of a welcoming community that values your well-being. At Patreon, we're having open discussions about all things self-care, and you are totally welcome to join us. And since I believe that self-care and support should be affordable, I have designed my membership platform based on a pay-what-you-can system, starting at just $5 a month. That's $60 a year, and it's month-to-month. You don't have to pay up front, and you can cancel anytime if you don't love it, because this is your life. You get to make choices. All right. So that, my friend, is what I have to say about support. I hope you feel at least a little more encouraged in this wellness journey that you may or may not be on. And if you walk away with anything, please let it be this. You are capable and worthy of every ounce of energy that you invest into your well-being. Take your time and be patient with the process, because that gorgeous home of yours deserves a solid foundation. If you'd like to learn more about anything that I've mentioned today, I'll leave links to all the things in the show notes at the bottom of this page. If you're listening to this from a third-party site like Spotify, you can just go to visit this podcast, the support podcast, on my website at crystalmcleancreative.com. And that is it. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon. Oh, by by the way, if you're looking to start your own podcast, check out Buzzsprout. They are awesome.